This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How big of an impact will Jalen Carter have in this game? Well, the numbers are staggering. Hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. We're going to get into your daily football fix. We got Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, going to join us on the other side. Wolchuk, Broadus, Chiafalo, Alexander, Freeman, all hanging out with you. Appreciate you rocking with us here in the nation. We love you. And, hey, if you're a first-time listener, make sure you stick around. Just give us a chance. We might grow on you. We tend to do that. Remember when we first got on Nosebleed Seats at night? We're like, gosh, I hate this Zach and Eric pink duo.
I'll never forget the guy that kept texting, "I'd rather listen to Hagee fart into the microphone for 4 hours than listen to you guys for another 5 seconds."
And all it took was like 18 months, you know, and they came back around and said, "You know what? You guys grew on me. You're not so bad. You ain't so bad." So, you know.
We are the show of growers.
And showers. All right, this is pretty crazy. The Jalen Carter numbers, when he is on the field and off, it's basically a really good defense to a really bad defense for the Eagles. Dak was asked about Jalen Carter being part of this one. He said it's a huge impact. Obviously, it starts right there with him in the middle. He's the main reason why they don't feel like they have to blitz, that they can get pressure with just four. Hell of a player. We know we were fortunate in the first game to obviously not have to go against him, but I know he'll be ready to and fired up, so I'm excited for it. And to Dak's point, Eagles blitz at the eighth lowest rate in the NFL. But they still generate the eighth highest quarterback pressure rate. With Jalen Carter on the field, the Eagles' EPA, expected points added per play this season, 0.16. Without him, it's negative 0.16. That's the difference between the NFL's best and then second worst defensive unit when it comes to pressure. It is crazy. You look at him on the field, off of it, yards allowed. They're tied for 7th on the field. When he's not on the field, they fall to 27th in the league. Yards rushing allowed, 11th with him on, 22nd with him off. Third down success rate, they're dead last when Jalen Carter is not on the field. They're 4th with him on it. They're dead last in sack rate when Jalen Carter's not playing. They're tied for 12th when he does. Quarterback pressure, 16th, middle of the pack with him not playing, 6th when he does. Passer rating allowed, 2nd in the sport when he plays, 16th when he's off the field. Jalen Carter is a huge just tilt. If this Eagles defense is good, he's playing. If they are not, he is out. Those numbers, I don't know that I've seen a split for one player, maybe since the Sean Lee Cowboys defense days, of how important Jalen Carter is to this Eagles defense, fellas.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of reminds you of all those numbers from Micah when he was with the Cowboys, when he was not on the field. But yeah, he's absolutely a difference maker, and that went a long way in that first game, allowing the Cowboys offense, especially in that first half, to really be able to move the ball. But with the way that Jalen Carter's playing, and just now this whole defense as well, they've gotten it revamped. They have, because a lot of that time that Carter was missing games earlier in the season, they still didn't have N'Kobe Dean. They hadn't traded for Jalen Phillips yet. And now it's like they have all their guys. And Jordan Davis at defensive tackle is playing some serious football here as well. So, I mean, that is going to be a huge challenge here for this Cowboys offensive line. And hopefully they're up for the task. Because you had a good performance versus the Raiders, but this is a whole different beast. It's not just one guy that you have to worry about.
Mm. Yeah, Jalen Phillips certainly has made a big impact. There's no question. I agree with you there. And you know, Brian, you talked about just how much you liked him, hoping the Cowboys were going to be able to get into the conversation there, but it did not happen. Now, Barkley talked about the addition of Quinnen Williams on the Cowboys front. He said he's a heck of a player. I don't know why New York traded him. He's upset. He is in his feels. He said, I'm not going to get into all of that. Sadly, he's in Dallas, but I love our guys, so I love that matchup. It's going to be a tough matchup, but they have great players now at all three levels. I'm hoping Quinnen just shuts Saquon Barkley down in a big way.
Yeah, I mean, thank God for Quinnen, and I don't expect the Eagles to be able to run the ball all that well. I don't expect their offense to be able to do all that much. I do think that the Eagles offense is now at a place where they're just trying to get to, can they get to 23 points?
Yeah.
Like that's just really what they're looking at here. And the offense is going to punt the ball a ton, but they're not going to turn it over. I do feel good about the Cowboys being able to stop this rushing attack, especially with Lane Johnson out too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's going to be real tough for them. Yeah. I just hope that they have a much better plan, and I expect them to. Brought us to you in terms of Jalen Hurts running.
Yes,
you would hope. You would hope that, you know, because that was, I think that was the difference in the game.
Oh, it was
last time around.
I agree with you.
I mean, again, not saying anything nobody didn't know, but yeah, the problem is you don't know how they're going to finish. I mean, the edges, like that was Ezeraku's first game rushing. And I think now that he kind of has a feeling of like of playing against Jordan Mailata, they like, listen, I can't let that big son of a gun get his hands on me. So yeah, it's about being able to play. Like, you know, we always talk about set the edges, you know, have your fits, you know, but make sure too, though, when you're rushing the passer, just don't go blindly in there and try and make something happen and leave the thing open on the outside. Because if you don't get that guy on the ground, he is going to beat you. We saw that firsthand. I think you're better equipped now because you probably got some guys. When you start to talk about the linebackers being in a little bit better spot, Overshown can clearly run. He can close. He was a nightmare for Philadelphia the last time these guys met in Philadelphia. At AT&T Stadium. I mean, they couldn't block him. They didn't have an answer for him. So his ability to run, to close ground, and also, too, you know, with Logan Wilson. Logan Wilson is a good angle-taking player. And, you know, when you get him in space, he's not going to miss. So these linebackers have to be ready to go because this quarterback, when he has to run, he'll make that happen.
Two-minute drill. Which quarterbacks are the best? Well, it ain't Jalen Hurts. He is not one of the best quarterbacks when it comes to putting points on the board in the final 2 minutes of either half. It happens to be one, Dakota Rain Prescott. The Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott leads the NFL in QBR. 98 is his QBR in the last 2 minutes of both halves, followed by Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Drake May, and Aaron Rodgers. Dak has 6 touchdown passes in the two-minute drill. That's the most in the NFL. He's got a 71% completion percentage, and he's got 9.2 yards per attempt. The big plays have been huge. You also have the Javonte Williams big 66-yard run, 33-yard run that set up the Cowboys right before half. But Dak's thrown 4 passes of at least 18 yards to get the Cowboys into scoring position, which sets up Brandon Aubrey. That could be huge. That middle 8, we talk about that all the time. And who knows? Do the Cowboys start with the football or not? If they don't, you look at double dipping. I mean, oftentimes that's kind of where games can be won and lost. That's what lost them against Chicago. They had no ability to go into the half and get any points. They come out of the half, they have to punt. Bears go on a 10-minute drive, and that's all. That the game's over at that point. This could really hinge on how effective Dak is and this offense is, and they've been really good at home. 2 minutes going into the half, and at the end of the game, as I'm predicting a walk-off Aubrey field goal, I think it's going to be a similar situation. I mean, you got this 1-point game. It could very well come down to that 2-minute drill.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't it the Commanders game? The Commanders game before half where you like start the drive with the sack and then you still end up getting huge plays. Pickens down the sideline. You get that Javonte Williams run. You are going to need some heroic type moments from the offense in this game. And hopefully absolutely. at home they're able to muster that up a little bit, get some tempo going here. I'm excited to see what shot he has up his sleeve a little bit. It's the first time he's been the head coach in a rematch type scenario.
It's a good point. Bobby asked him about that earlier today, and that is. That'll be challenging. Jackson Dart, he's still in concussion protocol. He's not going to be playing for the G-man.
More Jameis is all I heard.
Yeah, he did W. Jameis Winston going to get his second start. Gosh, I really thought he had a chance to upset Green Bay for us last week.
It was close, man.
It was. It would have been fun, but no, we won't get Jackson Dart. It will be Jameis. Did you see the list of names that the Giants are looking at for their next head coach?
I saw Jay Glazer on Sunday had a list of names that doesn't really inspire a ton of confidence, and I believe Mike McCarthy was at the top of that board.
Well,
that,
Glazer and McCarthy are best friends, so he's probably promoting Mike.
He's probably just throwing that name out there.
He was the reason why Steven and them hired, because Steven's friendship with Jay Glazer. That's a connect right there. So he clearly is trying to help his buddy get back in the league.
Well, Jordan Renan, who covers the Giants for ESPN, said that some of the names that they're interested are Kansas City Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo.
He's coached there.
He did. Colts defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo, who just got canned by the Chiefs. Now he's got the Colts.
The Bengals.
The Bengals, yeah. I do that. Is it the colors? I don't know. I don't know why that gets me. And then former Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce are likely all to get interviews.
Well, he's a Giants legend.
He is. But those names right there also.
Jeez, man. Giants fans aren't going to like that.
No. Ascending coordinators like Jesse Minter with the Chargers, Chris Shula with the Rams.
I'd like that one.
And Jeff Hafley with the Packers, who's their DC. And then, yes, the former coaches like McCarthy, maybe Gruden, Matt Nagy, and Vance Joseph.
Okay.
Oof.
Yeah, I mean, don't you want to go young? I mean, yeah, on either side of the ball, don't you want one of these guys that is a forward-thinking dude on either side of the ball? And, I mean, like, Chris Shula with the Rams right now would be right up there.
Yeah, I'd always look at McVay tree. It seemed to be successful. But, like, what are you doing with Matt Nagy? Being back in head coaching, and Arthur Smith.
Wait, you said Arthur Smith?
Yes, Arthur Smith's name's getting these guys. Like,
I don't.
The Chiefs' offense has not been inspiring, and Nagy was not a good head coach in Chicago. It's weird how these guys can recirculate. You know, the same failed coaches as head coaches, at least, get these second opportunities. But I don't know. We'll see what the Giants end up doing. I hope they botch this thing. Joe Burrow's questionable to play against New England. He's been practicing today, practiced yesterday. He looks great, said Zach Taylor. He's got a shot. Definitely looking like Thanksgiving against the Ravens if he doesn't start on Sunday. But you could see Joe Burrow back for Cincinnati against New England. And Derrick Henry has an opportunity to move from number 15 to number 11 on the all-time rushing list on Sunday. He can go ahead and pass several players during the game. Hall of Famers like Jim Brown. You've got Marcus Allen, Edgerrin James, and Marshall Faulk, all names that he could go ahead and pass. He's even basically with Allen and James. He's 13 and 16 yards behind those two. He needs 50 yards against the Jets to pass Marshall Faulk, and then 83 yards to move ahead of Jim Brown. So a lot on the line historically for Derrick Henry this weekend for Baltimore.
I'm sorry, Wolchuk. I'm a little distracted because Jesse Rogers of ESPN.
Oh, gosh. What has happened?
Adolis Garcia is being non-tendered by the Rangers.
Mm. There you go.
Seems to be official. And Astros fans are very excited about this on the internet
right now.
I totally understand why they would be. But, yeah, I mean, he hit .227, 19 homers, .665 OPS, 32 years old. Now he will be a free agent. So I know we had been wondering
expecting
if that.
That
was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I guess now we just await to see the fate of Jonah Hunt.
Yeah, we knew it was probably coming, and I think they had a better chance to trade Jonah than they did Adolis, but I don't think either are going to be back. I think it might end up being a non-tender situation for Jonah as well.
I meant to tell you this yesterday because I asked my my general manager buddy in the league, Major League Baseball, I asked him, I said, hey, boss, can you get anything for Garcia or Heim? He said lower-level flyer types. So maybe that's what they're doing right now. They don't want to. They're just going to we'll pass on that and just move on.
But we love you, Obama, and we will always remember that 2023 ALCS. You were the MVP. That entire postseason run. So many legendary moments from Adolis Garcia. The bat flip, the energy, some of the plays that he made.
The throws from the outfield.
Oh, my gosh, just absolutely robbing people at home plate. Yeah. Somebody, I hope he continues his career elsewhere and is able to be an absolute star. We're going to miss him here in Texas, but Adolis Garcia being non-tendered by the Rangers, sources telling ESPN, we'll wait for the news on Jonah Heim. The other update that I just saw regarding college football, Lane Kiffin, situation, and this is from Keith Carter, Vice Chancellor for Intercollege Athletics at Ole Miss. He said, Coach Kiffin and I had many pointed and positive conversations regarding his future at Ole Miss, including meeting today. While we discuss next steps, we know we cannot lose sight of what is important, our sixth-ranked team that is poised to finish the regular season in historic fashion, despite the outside noise. Coach Kiffin is focused on preparing our team for the Egg Bowl, and together we want to ensure that our players and coaches can concentrate fully on next Friday's game. This team's on the cusp of an unprecedented season, and it's imperative that they feel the support from the Ole Miss family. An announcement on Coach Kiffin's future is expected this Saturday following the game. So we will find out.
They're open this week.
Yeah. But this, Saturday after the Egg Bowl Friday.
Okay.
So Saturday after Thanksgiving. We will find out what is going on with Lane Kiffin.
Wow. And I see that his son, Knox, who plays high school football, just posted a photo on his Instagram story where he is wearing LSU Tiger headphones.
Oh.
I mean, they're not even being coy about it.
Crazy.
They're just letting it all hang out there like that. Lane's can't be liking that, can he? Son, what are you doing?
He made it Facebook official already, bro.
Yeah,
calm down,
man. Put it on the socials before they've even tied the knot.
Yeah, I sent the kid the headphones.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
That's a good play by you.
Thanks.
All right, let's chat with Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, next in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
action.
All right, we're getting set to talk a little Cowboys football with Nick Harris of the Star Telegram. I do want to let you know that the Rangers have announced that the club did not tender 2026 contract offers to Adolis Garcia. We mentioned that. Also, Jonah Heim, Josh Spores, and Jacob Webb, making them all free agents. They did agree, though, to a one-year contract with outfielder Sam Haggerty. So there's a little Rangers update for you. We'll get back into that here in just a little bit. Segment here in the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. And now we welcome in Nick Harris of the Fort Worth Star Telegram here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Nick, happy Friday, bro. How you doing?
Man, doing fantastic. Question right off the bat, though. If Adolis is done in Arlington, are we putting his jersey up in the rafters one day? I think you have to, right?
I do.
That's a must.
I think that he will be a Rangers Hall of Famer, 100%. You don't win a World Series without him, 2023 ALCS MVP. I think that he will get that honor one day.
Deserved. Sad to see him go, but probably good timing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts. It does hurt. I think we all expected it, but that is definitely a legend that will never be forgotten here. And I know Astros fans are celebrating here a little bit, and that does bother me. That does bother me. All right, Nick, looking at these Cowboys right now, how concerned should we be about Jadeveon Clowney missing this game?
Yeah, not a ton of concern. He's been limited in practice throughout the week. Just kind of one of those veteran things where, you know, at this point in the season, you're a little bit more banged up, obviously, than you were in September and October. But it sounds like it's going to be kind of see how he's feeling on Sunday type situation, and they'll be able to move from there.
What are you hearing about Jonathan Mingo? I know you had the tweet out about Brian Schottenheimer bringing his name up. Brian asked Steven about it, but, I mean, is there a chance he's playing Sunday?
Yeah, at least it sounded like it from Brian Schottenheimer's standpoint, right? I don't think that he would have thrown that out there unless there was a legitimate chance. You know, they've done a really good job about really seeing the entire week of practice before those decisions are made. So it may have just been a thing where, you know, Mingo's trending that way, but Friday, Saturday will probably tell the full picture. But yeah, I think at this point, I think it's Jonathan Mingo.
Would we lose you?
In the receiving games. Do you have me?
Oh, we got you back.
Gotcha. Yeah, Jalen Tolbert hasn't done a lot in the receiving game for you over the course of the past 5 weeks. Just 3 receptions in the last 5 games. I mean, Hunter Lipke had 3 receptions in the last game alone. So I think you can get Mingo a little bit more receiving production, and I think he brings a little bit more to you in special teams as well.
How much better is this Cowboys defense now? I mean, when you consider that first game versus the Eagles, and now we come all the way to this point in the season, so many new faces. Are you feeling good about this Cowboys defense versus the Eagles offense that's clearly struggled?
Yeah, I think you wish you had one more tune-up game before you go down this 3-game stretch with all of these new pieces. But they have the schedule laid out in front of them that they need to play. I think, you know, with the struggles that the Eagles have had on offense, I think it could allow for, you know, a couple of miscommunication things, or, you know, overshown. There was some times in the game against the Raiders where he bit a little bit too hard on the play-action boots. But, you know, his recovery speed is still building back up to 100%, but you could still see that recovery that was able to, you know, kind of mitigate that problem. And so you maybe wish you had one more tune-up game. So if that does happen against the Eagles, you know, Jalen Hurts isn't able to take advantage with his legs or with something in the intermediate range. But overall, man, the additions that they've made on defense, Quinnen Williams specifically, I mean, it's going to have a butterfly effect throughout the entire 11 guys on the defensive side of the ball. And then when you factor in DeMar being overshown and Savone Revel and Logan Wilson is starting to pick up more from a communication standpoint as time goes on, it should heavily benefit this group here on Sunday.
Nick, you do a great job with how you cover this team. The comments that you heard from Steven and Jerry on Diggs, what was your initial thought on those?
Yeah, I haven't quite heard it from Steven, but, you know, with Diggs, I think the perspective of Trayvon Diggs right now is, you know, when he was put on IR, it was a situation of like, all right, let's get everything right from a mental perspective, from a physical perspective. Let's use these 5 weeks, because it was 4 games, but 5 weeks. Let's use all of this to get you back 100% so that you're not thrown back out there, you know, not 100%, because we haven't seen a 100% Trayvon Diggs in quite some time now. And so, it sounds like the Trayvon has attacked these 5 weeks with a lot of maturity, and that's what they wanted out of him. And it sounds like he's going to have a chance to play because of it. And, you know, this team, they only have 2 more IR activations remaining for the rest of the season. So, you know, if they're choosing them wisely and they decide to use one on Trayvon Diggs, then you can bet that Trayvon Diggs is going to play quite a bit down the stretch for this team.
All right, tell me who your 53rd player is, because I've got to get Malik Davis on the 53-man roster. Give me your 53rd guy.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Yeah, after Damone Clark last week, you would probably have to think somewhere on offense, but they just took away Ajani Cornelius. Man, that's going to be a tough decision. Man, I'm trying to think.
Can I give you a hint?
Can I Tri-Quez Bridges?
How about Bridges? Yeah, I was going to say Bridges is your guy.
Yeah, it probably sounds like it would be Tri-Quez Bridges. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star Telegram, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. All right, Nick, you're around this team every day. You know I can trend to be optimistic, and I love this football team, and I can't help it. But I feel like this team could go on a 2018-esque run post-trade deadline here. I know Amari injected life into that offense with the additions, and really it's Savone Revel and how he played. Like, that guy not playing a football game in over a year and how well he looked minus that holding call, I was blown away. You've got Overshown, Quinnen Williams, who's making an impact not only on but off the field. Am I crazy for kind of buying into and then playing with something greater than themselves for number 94, that this could be kind of a magical November, December?
Yeah, if they didn't have all the defensive additions over the course of the last month, then yeah, I would probably tell you are crazy, Zach. But I think it's worth, you know, buying into the hopium just a bit because of this defensive personnel group. And Matt Eberflus has the players that, you know, work for his scheme right now. Not only Savone Revel, but Kalen Carson. You know, when Kalen Carson was coming out of Wake Forest, this was the type of scheme that, you know, we talked about on the draft show that he would have thrived in. And now he's getting the opportunity to do so. And, well, you know, he's producing with it. So, you know, I think they're finally figuring out their personnel at the perfect timing, just as these new additions are starting to come forward. Quinnen Williams is back in an attack front. He wasn't in an attack front to start the year here with the Jets. But that was what he had played in for most of his time under Aaron Whitecotton in New York. Now he's able to return to that, gets a sack and a half in that game, a boatload of pressures. You know, it's tough to say 2018-esque run because that would imply obviously making the playoffs, maybe even winning a playoff game.
Sure.
They can really only lose one more game down the stretch. That's all that they have room for. I don't know if it's that reasonable to, you know, project, but you know, can they go, you know, 5-2? I think that's a reasonable expectation.
Do we expect Overshown to be on a similar snap count this Sunday? And I'm just kind of thinking this to myself a little bit. Like, would there be a chance that they would elect not to play him on Thanksgiving with the short week situation?
No, if especially given that Damone Clark was waived this past week, they're going to play all those linebackers. But they are going to be very smart with their snap counts. The snap counts for him and Revel look like they will be about the same as they were against the Raiders. Overshown came in at 31. Revel came in at 18. They're going to be shooting for similar snap counts here against the Eagles as well.
So as you've gotten ready for Eagles week, I mean, at 8-2, they just find ways to win. But what's your assessment of them overall?
Yeah, it reminds me of the Chiefs from last year, right? It's like they keep surviving these one-score games, and they're doing really well in these one-score games down late in the stretch. But defensively, man, that defense, that's a dream defense to build over the course of a few years, whether it be, you know, adding some veteran pieces like Jalen Phillips or, you know, having some guys on the back end that can help, but also drafting well. Jahad Campbell has been fantastic. Andrew Makuba has been fantastic. Shout out to Brian and Vach for standing on the table for those guys on the draft show. And, you know, they've continue to add to their defensive interior. I mean, it is just a defense that you build on paper, and it looks fantastic, and it makes sense why it's producing at the NFL level. And when you have a guy, a mastermind like Vic Fangio, who's able to help run that, I mean, that's the product you're going to get. You're going to get winning football when you have a defense like that.
Nick, that's what I'm worried about. I think the difference in this game is going to be Dick Fangio. I think so. I think he's going to be the reason why that Dak Prescott once again has some problems in a football game.
Yeah, I will say that with the zone tendencies that they've had throughout the season, Dak Prescott has succeeded against a lot of those percentages that they've shown. So
sure.
I wonder how that could help. for me, this entire matchup, this entire game is dictated on how the Cowboys' offensive line fares against that defensive front.
Okay.
Not only with Jalen Carter back in the mix, you didn't see him week one. You know, that's going to be Tyler Booker's first opportunity to get him face-to-face. You can imagine Jalen Carter's going to have a little bit more amped up energy for this game because he didn't play in the first one. And then Jalen Phillips, man, he's been a fantastic trade deadline addition for them. So there's an added element that you're going to have to factor in when going up against this front. I think that's where this game is won. I think if they can keep Dak Prescott clean, they can open up some lanes for Javonte Williams. I think the Cowboys can win this game. But if they're not able to do so, I think the Eagles pull it out.
All right, high school football playoffs. Got any nuggets for us?
Man, my Rockwall Heath Hawks, look, man, back in the playoffs. Round two tonight against Duncanville. It's going to be tough. I get it. I know. But I think there's a lane to be able to make it happen. But,
yeah.
No, but there's
if you squint real hard, can you see it? If you squint really hard.
You're going to have to play the perfect game. But I think Duncanville is a little bit more susceptible than they've been in years past. I don't have them as my state champion favorite at the moment, but you know, we'll see as tonight goes on. But that'll be going down at Allen Eagle Stadium at 7:30. A couple of 4A games that I'm really excited about. Alvarado going up against Sulphur Springs. I know Alvarado's probably pushing South Fort Worth, so that's going to be a fantastic physical football game. Really excited for that one. And then Panther Creek up in Frisco. Yeah. They also have a pretty loaded matchup tonight. So I'm excited for a lot of these games here. And man, we're starting to get into that area around. That's when you start to see the pretenders separate from the contenders. And by the way, shout out to Fort Worth Arlington Heights. They are moving on to the third round for the first time since 1973. So shout out to those guys. They won last night. It's big time for that program.
Hey, Nick, and my final question, I'm sorry my ignorance for high school football. I'm a DISD kid. Is it still like South Oak Cliff? Where are we at with the DISD programs?
Yeah, South Oak Cliff, they're still fighting. They won last night against Mount Pleasant. I think that was a 43-7 final. Might have to fact check me on that, but I have them as my favorite to be able to run the table in 5A Division II. They're going to run into some really good talented teams in the fifth round and in state championship potentially. But I like those Golden Bears.
Nick, you're the man. We really, really appreciate it. Dude, we'll see you on Sunday.
All right, thanks, fellas. Y'all have a great one.
There he goes. Nick Harris joining us here from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
That's right. All right. 877-881-1053. We will do What You Drinking, What You Thinking at the top of the hour, but we have a little football's finest for you. Let's prep our bodies for the NFL weekend. And Philadelphia continues to lead the league in disrespect next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nation.
Thank you, Lucius. We'll get into the finest here in just a second, but also the home here of Texas Rangers baseball. And if you missed it, the next era of the franchise certainly beginning as they've said goodbye to several key members of their World Series team. Rangers non-tendering the contracts of outfielder Adolis Garcia and catcher Jonah Heim before the roster deadline tonight. Josh Spores and Jacob Webb also non-tendered and becoming free agents. They avoided arbitration, as Eric said earlier, with Sam Haggerty, so he's going to have a one-year deal. Haggerty was pretty solid at times this year, but Garcia projected $12 million. Heim projected to earn $6 million. So the Rangers' 2026 payroll estimated to be between $192 and $198 million. So they freed up roughly around $20 million or so there. But certainly, it's certainly sad when you reminisce on the amazing moments from 2023 and you lose some key figures from that club. But, you know, it's time to move forward, I guess, and we'll see what CY has in store to build the 2026 version of our Texas Rangers.
Yeah, hopefully he's ready to dominate.
Let's make it happen.
Hopefully he's got the eye of the tiger, him and Schumacher coming together with maybe a little bit of a less than roster, finding a way to get it done.
It's making it happen, man. All right, let's do it. Let's do a little football's finest, shall we?
Yeah, man. Let's prep our bodies for the football weekend right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Texans pulled a rabbit out of their head last night. And it was really, really impressive defensively. My gosh, they are incredible. Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter together, those two bookends. How about the Texans? They have more interceptions this year than passing touchdowns allowed.
Wow.
They have 12 interceptions, and they've given up 10 passing touchdowns. That's what they've done.
Why are they 6-5?
Well, their offense is screwed the pooch a little bit. I mean, when your defense is that good and you're now, I guess, just now getting over 500, that's quite the indictment on your offense, for sure. I saw this from Next Gen. Will Anderson traveled 52 yards to sack Josh Allen.
52 yards?
On one of his sacks last night. Wow. That's the longest distance on a sack since week 2 of 2023. And Josh Allen loves to get out there and run around. Will Anderson had him gobbled up, and then Allen slipped out of it and then peeled to the left and then went back right, and then Will Anderson got him down. But he traveled over 50 yards to get that sack. And I'll tell you what, that 4th-and-27 play, little hook and ladder deal.
That was badass.
Man, if they go win the game after that, that would have been awesome. But no, the Texans defense was playing high-level football last night. Good news for the referee, Adrian Hill, who went down with the non-contact injury. That was a little bit scary.
It was.
Looks like he has avoided the Achilles.
Yeah.
All right. So the catastrophic injury, I believe, is avoided there with him. But that was sad just watching him just fall tumbling to the ground. Huge dub. Now, what do you make of this? Elementary schools in, it's actually not Philadelphia. It's in Jersey. But they are
just across the river.
The local Fox News was at a Jersey elementary school where they had the teachers and students all wearing Eagles gear. And they had a bunch of boxing dummies that you can punch. And they all had like different Cowboys players' faces taped onto it. Like you have elementary school kids throwing 1-2 punches, very weak punches, I might add, at the faces of Cowboys players.
This is
teachers and students coming together in the name of competition.
They're doing this on live TV?
Yes. Yes.
News broadcast?
This was a live Fox 29 in Jersey report.
Gosh.
Where these guys, I mean, you got fourth graders.
You're stomping on Pickens' face.
Yeah, Pickens got stomped on. That's exactly right. I mean, this is bulletin board
this
material.
Is terrible.
I'd be running this in the pregame at AT&T Stadium. If I'm shoddy, I'm running this. I'm running this before the game, night before whatever team meeting. Hey, look what this is what even the kids are doing in Filthy.
Gosh, I hate them so much.
That is crazy, inciting violence like that. I don't think that's called for.
No, it's definitely not, but it's on brand for those bleep holes. I almost said something bad.
It's funny because our buddy Andre Jackson, who's a Tolo.
Big time Tolo.
He screenshotted a report from a few years ago. On top of this newscast, it says the literacy crisis in Philadelphia's public schools produces adults who struggle to read.
Yes.
And there's a lot of statistics that show the lack of proper education with Eagles fans. And it was on full display here. Can't believe they were doing that. Mm. They were trying to channel their inner Rocky Balboa, and they're punching Cowboys players right there in the face.
F them.
I've never seen an elementary school pull that out. But, I mean, leave it to Filthy. Mm. Okay, you also have a couple of injury updates. It looks like we're going to be dealing with a game-time decision when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, because of that left wrist injury. So he's listed as questionable, and we'll see if the old man can get out there and make it happen. But I just get more and more sad every time I watch him play.
Yeah, it's tough. I did see that Ross Tucker, friend of the morning show and our show. I mean, we got to hang out with Ross at the Super Bowl. Basically, rode the elevator with him every single day.
I think we've done Home and Homes with him on the podcast.
Home and Homes, but he did say that he thinks Cam Jurgens is probably going to play.
All right.
So,
all right.
We should expect the Cam Jurgens go for the Philadelphia Eagles.
There you go.
He's going to get a healthy helping of Quinnen Williams.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's going to regret that decision to play.
And he get his butt whooped.
Okay.
Just don't let him help Landon Dickerson. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, don't let them help each other.
Yeah, just if you can cover them up and make them have to block one-on-one.
No help.
That works better in your favor.
How about what Mike Florio was talking about with Bucks running back Bucky Irving, who is a really good player, and he's been out for an extended period of time.
He's
been
the frustrating. Difference maker. Puts him over the top, in my opinion.
Very, very frustrating for fantasy owners with Bucky
How
Irving.
How many times do you say Bucks and Bucky? Like, you're using the word buck.
Yeah.
Like, that was a couple times during that sentence.
Well, a bucky is a buck. So, yeah. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Fire the cannons, fire.
It happens quite a bit.
Oh, hand him the ball. He's going to run.
All right, that's that hand away.
So, you have Mike Florio saying, I'm not so sure Bucky Irving is going to be back this weekend. And we've confirmed he is out.
Yeah, he's
once
out.
Once again. But then he says, based upon something I heard when we were in Philadelphia for Sunday Night Football last week, Florio is telling Chris Sims, he's like, I'll tell you off the air what I heard. So he's being a little cryptic here. He's like, I want to be careful. It just underscores the very real existence of inside information because it's something that probably shouldn't be out, but I don't think he's going to be back anytime soon. It definitely is more information than what's in the injury report. So
I think Todd Bowles said they expect him back next week. Today, to media.
So we'll see if Florio ends up getting dunked on this.
I hope he does.
Maybe he got a falsified report
with the morning show, but he seems to be wrong a lot.
It happens when you're in the insider game, dude.
Yeah.
A lot of times you are just being used at a high level, and he's no different.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen how much Cam Scataboo's been doing on the streaming stuff?
Well, the WWE thing was weird. I did kind of understand why Giants fans were upset about that, but yeah, I did think his taco conversation and Peyton played that for the payload earlier this week.
Do you
turn the head?
Yeah, are you dominant to the taco?
I thought it was a phenomenal question.
Yeah, we had a good time kicking that around just last week. In fact, we forgot to get the Friday car towel from Broadus because he's doing a lot of eating in his car with a golf towel or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's just a regular kind of a beach towel.
Beach towel.
But yeah. A taco, that's going to drive especially hard shell.
Oh, I do not eat tacos in the car.
That's going to get messy.
I do not eat the tacos.
Doing like a tuna situation?
No, like you could eat like the sushi you get like at
the gas station?
Tom Thumb sushi and stuff like that. Like when I was driving, like when I was having to go from the Star to the old studio, used to go down Wycliffe. I'd stop off there at the old Kroger. They have a great sushi station in that place. And so, yeah, and then I would get it to go while I was driving over to my other job here. So it was the only time I had any chance to eat.
Yeah, just round the clock for Broadus, man. He's working on the job, working while driving.
I stop into that Kroger driving back from the draft show. Knew what he was getting.
Wolchuk's going to make me work tonight after this show. is what he's going to do.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are doing a little Friday night Love of the Star
love
special?
Yeah, Love of the Star special. So get your questions in if you can.
Well, Scataboo was asked if he had an offer right now for double the money to get traded to the Eagles. Would he do it? He said no. That's how much he hates the Eagles. And I actually love what he's doing with the streaming stuff. He's getting his subs up because he understands that he's got to quickly pivot to life after football.
No, you're right.
Like, this is not going to be lasting a very long time for him.
So he's an entertaining guy.
He's hilarious. He's got a weird collarbone deal. Have you seen him scratch his chin with his collarbone?
Stretches his chin
He's got a broken something going on with his collarbone, and he uses it as a chin scratcher. It's kind of disgusting.
Oh, kind of.
But I totally respect what he's doing here. He understands that, especially, I mean, not only just with the way that he plays, but after the catastrophic injury he just had, like his shelf life in the league is going to be very, very small.
Prediction. Next, Pat McAfee.
Oh, Scataboo.
You think he's going to be running ESPN in a decade?
I think he's going to be one of these guys that's going to be hugely popular. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I could see WWE wrestling. Oh,
yeah, doing the wrestling stuff.
I could see that. He's a character. That might work out for him.
Sushi in the Car 951 says we need to arrest that man.
I've definitely had sushi
in the car. I mean, anything that is edible, I've eaten in the car before.
Yeah, I mean, HEB.
Like, I do a lot of
you know
of
what? That
eating.
That Kroger off Wycliffe on the way. I mean, I used to exit the tollway, and then literally I would have to, like, that's the only time I had a chance to eat.
And they have someone there making the sushi fresh.
They do every single day. And the guy, and matter of fact, it got to the point where I would tell the guy my order and he'd have it ready for the next day.
Oh, wow.
I do love that.
That's appropriate.
There's something about that.
I would say, sir, are you going to be here tomorrow? And he says, yeah. I said, could you please make me something? I promise you I'll stop in on the way. And I would. And he would make it fresh every time.
See, that's food prep right there.
Look at this. Look at that.
That's meal prepping.
Rim daddy. All right. There's the finest. Eric will be back for another edition later on in the program. We'll have our Friday news dump coming up at 6:20. But it's quitting time, baby. It's time for What You Drinking
and What You Thinking.
877-881-1053. That's next in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.